Sagen Sie jetzt mal bitte
Anarchie.
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 Ob geschichtlich oder brandaktuell.
Mit Berichten und Interviews, mit Beiträgen und Collagen
beleuchtet das anarchistische Radio Berlin das Phänomen des Anarchismus.
Viva Anarchia!
As Anarchist Radio Berlin, we had the opportunity of talking to the workers of the self-managed soap factory Viome in Thessaloniki, Greece. In our interview, they tell us about the origins of this factory takeover by the workers, what this had to do with experiences in Argentina, and how they managed to overcome financial problems. Listen to this audio also to know how to show solidarity as Viome is threatened by eviction due to a planned compulsory auction of their premises.
Dimitris, when was Viome the occupied factory established and why?
Riboni.
The occupation took place at May of 2011. The officers of the building and the authorities left the workers Viome without being paid and without a reason for this. In the factory of Viome there was only one gate. The factory of Viome that produced fabrics and glues, and the factory of Filgram and Johnson which produced some ceramic stuff. The issue was that Viome was a healthy factory, but the factory of Filgram was not doing well as economic regarding, and the owners of Viome took money from Viome and transported it illegally to the factory of Filgram. They were trying to show that Viome was in a very bad economic shape and to declare mortgage in Viome and also in Filgram. There was a workers' union from 2006, and when the bankruptcy happened, all the workers came together and discussed about what should we do and how we will try to get our money back.
Πρέπει να κάτσουμε στο εργοστάσιο να δούμε πώς θα πάρουμε τα λεφτά μας και τι μπορούμε να κάνουμε σε ένα εργοστάσιο το οποίο έχουν φύγει τα φοιτητικά. Γιατί ξέραμε ότι πάνω στην κρίση, άμα φέρναμε από εδώ, δεν θα βρίσκαμε πουθενά.
Because we knew that during the economic crisis of Greece, we wouldn't have anything to eat and we wouldn't find any other job because of the great unemployment rates in Greece. So the 97% of the workers voted for the workers to stay in the factory and struggle for their rights. From 2011, we made the show against the owners and for about 1 year, we took some money from the courts, which were defined to us. Apparently, we made the shifts 24 hours per day, and we were taking care of the factory. From 2010, the owners of the factory owed us a great sum of money, and they weren't paying our salaries at all. Until now, every one of us has to be paid from Viome a sum of 65,000 to 70,000 euros, which still counts today because the workers here are not officially being out of their jobs. When the money from the courts ran out in 2012, we were officially out of money. And so we asked of the society to help us. The help from the society was great as economically and with food supplies, but we want to find a solution to work with dignity to feed us and our families.
Το οποίο να επιβιώσουμε εμείς με αξιοπρέπεια εμείς και η οικογένειά μας. Και έτσι ιδρύθηκε η αλληλική πρωτοβουλία στις Βιομέ.
And so there was founded the solidarity group to Βιομέ, in which took part many people from the social movements of Greece who were politically activated and knew very much about all the political stuff around Greece and working issues. The first thing was that we produced ceramic stuff and building stuff. And we didn't have the money to make the supplies that we needed for this. And there was held a great concert in order to make the funds to make the supplies we needed to start producing soap. The money from this concert came to financialize the raw materials that we needed to make soap, and this concert was held in the stadium of Ivanovia. After many talks, we decided that we need to reorganize the work that we were doing here in Biome, not to work with chemicals, but with natural products in order to respect the environment. And so we started using natural products such as olive oil, vinegar and herbs and sodium.
Είναι το ελαιόλαδο, είναι το ξύδι, είναι τα εφαίρεα έλαια, τα αρώματα. Μετά από εκεί πέρα μόλις αρχίσαμε να παράγουμε, αυτά που παράγαμε.
After that we started selling our products in self-organized units and affinity groups throughout the Greece. We went to environmental festivals, to political fests and other self-organized festivals. And many other markets who were organized without intermediates. The issue that is that we were heard also throughout the Europe, and so many people from worldwide come in Biome like you in order to know about the self-organized factory of Biome, to see the products and the production units, and maybe purchase some of the products to return to their homelands. So we are invited to give talks worldwide, to talk about self-organization and self-management, to spread our ideology and also for our products to be better known across the globe. Apart from this, we have many law issues. We have this auction thing that is still running until these days.
Θέματα τα οποία τρέχουν μέχρι ακόμα με πληστηριασμούς, το να μας βγάλουν έξω από το εργοστάσιο και εμείς έχουμε κυνηγήσει την εργοδοσία με πάρα πολλά.
We are facing an evacuation of the factory of Biome. We have sued many times the factory's owners. They have been sentenced to many years of prison, but they are still free. We have made our opinion, and this is clear, that we want to still be able to work in the vast majority of this place, to produce what we are producing, and be able to work in the work that we had many, many years ago. And we have proven that we can work for ourselves, produce for ourselves, and be able to work without any bosses and authorities. And we will struggle until the end. And not only for us, but for another factories that were like the case of Biome, that the bosses ran away, taking all the money from the workers, and the workers have nothing. Like the old saying, whoever struggles may win. Whoever not struggles will for surely not win.
Περιμένω να πάρουν τα λεφτά τους. Όπως λέγει το ρητό, όποιος αγωνίζεται μπορεί να χάσει να κερδίσει. Όποιος δεν αγωνίζεται έχει διχάσει.
How did you know about the Occupied factories created after the crisis in 2001 in Argentina?
Ήταν πολύ απλό. Έπεσε ένα βιβλίο στα χέρια μας.
It was very simple. We just happened to have a book in our hands that was describing the same things and problems that we were facing. These people have these problems from 2001. In 2004 they won the court laws, and from then until now they work in the same rate with self-management and self-production. We heard that there are 300 factories in Argentina that work like this, and in 2012 there were workers that came from Argentina. They talked with us and they broadened our horizons, like Raúl Condoy and Néstor Alepari. They said to us that things will not be easy for us, and that we should expect from the authorities to make harm to us.
Ότι θα μας κάνουν και κακό. Από τη στιγμή όμως που θα κερδίσουμε την αλληλεγγύη του κόσμου, η δύναμη μεγαλώνει και
προ... From the moment that we win the solidarity of the people, we get stronger and we can manage anything. Because we opened the factory not only to the workers but to all the society in order to for other things to be made in here. These things happened like festivals, like theatrical plays in here, and like self-managed kindergartens. And solidarity is not only for taking but also to giving. And so the as a result of all this, the social medical center comes in here, and we are showing solidarity towards the refugees in an active way because we are having supplies for the refugees here in order to be driven and given all over the Greece. This is solidarity.
How can the people be in solidarity with VIOME, the people that are listening to us and they want to do also to express their solidarity, especially in Germany and in Latin America?
Είναι απλό. Πρώτον να μιλήσουν για τη VIOME, να μάθουν για τη VIOME, να διαδώσουν την πράξη της VIOME, αυτό που κάνει.
It's very simple. First of all, talk about VIOME, hear about VIOME, read about VIOME. To make better known the thing that we are doing in here, and after then to make a network between the factories that work in this way and maybe exchange of products. This is the part that we should do, and after all these things come as the road goes. And we know that the economic crisis started from Argentina and Latin America, but it is a global problem, it won't stop, and we need for the world working class to do something all together.
Πράγματα έτσι και εμείς να δώσουμε αυτά που ζούμε μέχρι τώρα. Γιατί έχουμε καταλάβει ότι...
And not to forget that all the bosses in the world are the same, and all the workers in the world face the same problems. They are one class, they are brothers.
Όλο το πλανήτη, όλα τα αφεντικά είναι ίδια και όλοι οι εργάτες είναι το ίδιο, όλοι είμαστε αδέλφια.
What's your message to the workers that want to copy factories and to take the control of the production?
Πρώτον πρέπει να το πιστέψουν.
First they need to believe it. To be united, to forget their egos,
και να γίνουν το εμείς.
And become the we, the unity. And the part that I am always saying is, workers of the world unite, this world is ours.
Είναι ότι οι εργάτες όλου του κόσμου ενωθείτε. Αυτοί οι αγώνες είναι όλων μας.
Okay. Do you want to add something more, or it's okay?
Εμείς είμαστε εδώ και το κομμάτι που είναι ότι θέλουν να γίνουν πολλές βιομέ. Πολλά εργοστάσια που έχουν τα ίδια προβλήματα.
We are here and we want for VIOME not to be one example, but to become many VIOMEs.
Okay, thanks for your time.